The following is brought to you by the Social Suplex Podcast Network.
This is All Things Elite. Welcome back to All Things Elite. Load up the pod, man, it's on when we speak. Rich right here, let me warm it up for Austin and Floyd. Couldn't be no one but the boys. When it come to All Things Elite from the fan perspective, swear, man, it ain't no question. Hear from them first. Swear, man, they putting in the work. No, they had to get me for the verse. Social Suplex Network Zone. I was at a time in your headphones. Austin and Floyd on the microphone. Backing out on the rant, getting in the zone. Pulling up the show, give it 7 stars, you already know. Who else could it be but the show with the proclivity for a positivity? I'm gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 285th episode of Social Suplex's podcast about AEW with a proclivity for positivity. Welcome to All Things Elite. My name is Austin Sumwitz. I am the host of this lovely show. Joining with me, as always, is my good buddy and friend, Mr. Floyd Johnson Jr. Floyd, it is All in Texas week. How you feeling, man?
Dude, between last week at Dynamite 300, Collision 100, and this week, all the wrestling I'm going to see, it is... I am in wrestling heaven. I am in wrestling heaven. All the friends that I'm going to have at my event, at the event... So we packed up today. I don't know if I sent you a picture, but of the wagon, got my wagon full of stuff to get signed. And
I did not see that.
It's basically, apparently it's the exact same wagon you use for your new stuff. So that's what, Sydney said. So, I got a little collapsible wagon, 'cause I was like, I'm taking the chair for Sting to sign. So, I needed to be dragging the wagon, as they would say.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
You know, but and I had belts and figures, and I was just like, dude, I'm not lifting all that. That worked out for me. And dude, I'm just excited to see y'all. I know we just saw each other in May, but you know, it's like we talk every week, but we live nowhere near each other. So if everyone knows this that listens to the show, Austin lives in the Detroit area, and I live in Oklahoma City area, in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So you can get further away than us, but you know, not much.
Right.
So, and then see Sydney, and you know, like all the people from Social Suplex Podcast Network will be there. So if you see us, make sure you say hi. Especially if you listen to the show, let you know, because we put this out there every week. I don't really know listening. I'm not big, like, sit there and list, see how many people downloaded or what region they're from. I talk shit for an hour, hour and a half, and hopefully people like it.
Yeah.
If anything from the show tells me, someone from AEW or the Tony Converse does like what I say, because, you know, they steal all my shit. So I got one that I came up with today that I'm going to go all outlandish on. And if it ends up happening Saturday, dude, I'm just going to put in an application. I'm just like, I just broke it down to my friend here before the show. He says it's a great way to end the show. We will see how this works out.
So yeah, I mean... I just can't wait to be down there, man. I just can't be.
Is this your first time in Texas?
Yeah, never been.
Hook 'em. Come on. Come on, baby. Hook 'em. Welcome to North Texas, sir. The only other place I've lived as an adult is 6 months in Arlington, Texas. So that's crazy that this big show is coming there, because I went and lived in Arlington, Texas a week after 9/11. I like the scrutiny to just get on the bus to Texas. You had to go through everything to get on the bus. 9/11 had just happened the week before.
Right, right.
And then I stayed from September to like February or March, and then I came back home. So it's kind of cool when everybody's like, oh, so have you been to Arlington? I'm like, dude, I live there. My family lives there. I'm not going to say I know it like the back of my hand because, you know, I don't live there like that, but I'm pretty comfortable getting around Arlington.
Yeah, I'm hyped, man. It's going to be exciting. I'm just hoping I don't die in the heat because I'm too much of a northern boy.
Well, with now that we know they were... Tony Khan yelled that there was a roof. So now that we know that the roof is going to be closed, how much time are we going to actually spend outside?
I mean, a little bit. I know we talked about basically going to Six Flags.
That would be dope.
Yeah, so that was what we were going to do basically before Collision on Thursday. So so that'll be some fun. Probably, though, for the most part, we'll be inside, though, either at StarCast or we'll be inside the arena and, you know.
We'll be
just in, about it, yeah.
We'll be in lines, sir. We'll be in lines after lines.
Oh, we will. That I know for sure.
I got my wagon and my collapsible stool. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
I can't wait, man.
I can outsit anyone. No one can sit like me. I am the greatest sitter of all time. And not babysitter, like sitting down.
Yeah.
I'm really good at
just sitting.
It. Yeah, just really good at sitting, you know.
Damn straight. Yeah. Well, we're recording this, guys, right now, Tuesday night, or technically Wednesday morning, since it's a little after midnight now where I'm at. And we're basically getting this out to just get our all-in predictions and preview show out before we head down to Texas. Before we head down for All In Weekend, we're not going to have anything for a Dynamite review or anything like that, or Collision. We're just putting out this All In preview, so that way we have that and our thoughts going into the show before we come back, and then we do our All In review once we get back. So that's what this show is for. We just want to make sure we get our thoughts going into the show out. And archived and recorded and put up so that way people know how we're feeling going into this show.
Yeah, so the stake of the show has already been. So it's like, I think it's the meat and potatoes. I think we might get a side salad added to the show, but the meal is pretty much there. So, yes. Yeah, we won't know what they all add on Dynamite or Collision because literally this was our options. Do this show or not do a show at all. So do it right now, we're neither one of us are going to be, my day tomorrow is going to be long. Neither one of us are going to have any opportunity to do this show. So we want to get this out there so we can do something. And I don't feel like it's an AEW pay-per-view unless I recklessly speculate on things that's going to happen on the show.
There you go. That's what we're saying, man. Come on. Yeah. We got to throw out our big, bold predictions as we do. So we're going to go ahead and get into everything. Before we get into our preview, we want to make sure you guys download this fine show on YouTube Music or at Spotify. Choose to listen to us on. It means the world to us. If you give us a download, give us a share with your friends, family, coworkers, whoever you wish, rate, review, subscribe so you don't miss an episode and turn automatic downloads on. You can follow us on Twitter at @ATLeePod. You can also follow at Social Suplex, who make this show possible, and check out all the other shows they have on their network, especially as we get into Forbidden Door season, Keeping It Strong style listen. I am at Austin Sumowitz, SZUMOWICZ, and Floyd is at Floyd Johnson Jr. on Twitter. Go to Chop Tees and get yourself a t-shirt, and then also go sign up for the Social Suplex newsletter. Links to both are in the description of this show. News of the week is it being All In Week. We don't really got to worry about too much there. So we'll just go ahead and we're going to just talk about this show. Now, Floyd, just with the card that we have right now, just leading into, obviously, we don't know the full card yet. Some extra bits of goodies are going to be put in, I know for sure, on Dynamite, maybe on Collision as well. But with the way this is shaping up to be like an all-timer. And I think that like that's the thing. Because, I mean, we knew that the previous All-Ins shaped up to be like massive shows, and they were, and they absolutely were. But there was, I don't know, man, there's just something about this show looking at it, and maybe it's just because we know we're going to be there for it. But, like, this show looks so unbelievably stacked. And I know the top three matches, like,
that's the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I know. That's the meat and potatoes. And it's crazy to think that, like, that you got these three shows, matches. I mean, each of these matches could main event their own pay-per-view, and they're all going to be on the same show, which is insane.
Yes. Yeah. I legitimately, like I said, I've said on the show before, I'm not saying Toni Storm and Mercedes Monet has to main event the show. But if it doesn't main event the show,
what women's match will?
What women's match as well? Because we had the best built storyline in company history between Toni Storm and Mariah Bay, and it didn't main event.
Then
you have probably the most important match, women's match in AEW history, as you have the undefeated Mercedes Moné, who has like 17 belts, and then you have timeless Toni Storm, who is the face of the women's division. I hate it. Because, you know, Britt's always my face. But Toni Storm is well defined that this is her division right now. So it would take you a year or probably two to build a match on this level. So
I asked. Yeah, I mean, so.
Yeah. But yeah, if you, I'm looking at the Wikipedia because that's the only match card I saw. So if you want to start the bottom, I don't know where you want to start.
What we can do basically is, did you want to just do the gauntlet matches real quick, just off rip?
Gauntlet matches
as is.
Yeah. So yeah, I say how we do the gauntlet matches. Give like three people you'd like to see to be in the gauntlet, and then who you think gonna win it.
Okay, because we already know with the men's one, first of all, number one spot goes to Mark Briscoe, number two spot, MJF. Mystico will be in the match as well. To me, this spot feels like a one where you would get Brody King in. Like, I feel like him winning the gauntlet match to me would be huge. That's a guy that I would love to see take that whole thing. Mark himself winning just would be a cool little moment just because of the fact of, like, you know, him being so reliable, I feel like, for AEW and being, like, just kind of, like, the lovable guy that he is. I feel like he would be a guy that could be one that I would be absolutely fine if he was a winner of that match. And then another guy that I honestly think would be great would be a returning Darby Allin. I don't know if it's going to happen. Who knows, but a returning Darby Allin to win, too, that's going to be my wild card, would be Darby Allin returning to come and win. But I feel like my basic three would be Brody King, Mark Briscoe, or Darby Allin would be the ones I would love.
Okay, so with me, and you kind of stepped on my prediction there, sir.
Sorry, I know.
I know, so... So, three people I would like to see in this match. One, Joey Janela. Just come out with a cart full of weapons and causes havoc. Of course, I don't think he's going to win, but it'd be cool to have him there. Just because, you know, I don't know if he's at the original All In, but he was one of the AEW originals. I'd like to see him there.
Yes.
Definitely want Scorpio Sky in the match. That's less of a thing after he debuted last week. And I was trying to think who's the third one. I'm going to pick someone that everybody that I know personally would absolutely hate if he showed up. I got the Nomad, Bishop Dyer. Just come out there and give some ends of days to people. But that's just who, like, surprises that I hope are in the match. But my winner, as Austin keyed to, it was going to be my surprise. I think Darby Allin's going to win it. I think a returning Darby Allin is going to come out there with his music. I think he'll be like, you know, he'll be like 10 or 11. And he'll come out. And if you want to do poetic justice, Darby Allin wraps up the legs and pins MJF to win the men's casino gauntlet.
Yeah. I went with the three that I would just like to see win it, but yeah, Darby would be the big one I would love mainly specifically to win the whole thing. And then just some other guys I would love to see in the match would be Kota Ibushi. you know.
Good pick.
Give him. No, just to be in.
No, I'm saying good pick as somebody to show up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that would be one I would love to see just in general. And then another one that I would love to see in the match, but since I just mentioned like Darby being the one that wasn't announced for it, would be honestly Juice Robinson, just because like I feel like, you know,
I don't know how long Jay White's out. That'd be cool to have him back.
Yeah, that would be cool to have him back, honestly. So just with Jay being hurt, I feel like Juice being able to make an appearance would be really cool too. So we'll do the same thing now for the women's gauntlet match, though. In terms of the three that I would like to see in the match, Harley, but I don't know if she's going to be in the match. I know she said she was taking a little break, but I mean, God, I want to see her in the match so badly, because she hasn't wrestled at an All In. She was at All In last year with the return of Jamie Hayter, but she didn't wrestle. I would love to see Harley in that match. Another person I would love to see in that match is Willow. Yeah, I mean, it feels like she's a guarantee, but like, God, I want to see her just hit the ring running. And then Britt Baker. Just her returning would be the biggest thing in the world, I feel like. Just, I want to see her back. I just want to see her wrestle. I know a lot of people feel a certain kind of way about her, but I don't really care because she's a star, and that's just where I'm at with it, so. And then my prediction of who will win the match would be Willow. It's got to be Willow. I feel like it's just got to be Willow.
Yeah, if you ever come to a podcast to hear somebody disparage the name of the good Dr. Britt Baker, this is the wrong podcast for you.
This is the wrong podcast.
We love Britt Baker on this podcast. So my three, Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, Hikaru Shida. I just want, because okay, they were like the original, like three of the OGs, original OGs. Rio would be another one on there. I don't even know if she wrestles anymore. I haven't heard from her in forever, but yeah, that would be cool.
She's still
too
on the roster page.
Yeah, she's still there. As far as the winner, Megan Bain. I think it has to be Megan Bain. I think they have put the baby push behind Megan Bain. She lost to Arona to Toni Storm. I think Megan Bain versus Tony I guess the next pay-per-view is either, is it All Out or Forbidden Door? It might be Forbidden Door, or is it?
I think it's Forbidden Door, actually.
Yeah, so that would be cool. And if someone from Stardom, like, there was one that just took a break, I can't remember her name, someone like that wins, that'd be cool, but I think Megan Bain has been on a clear elevation. They seem to be behind her. I think she's going to win the match.
Yeah.
Of course, if Willow wins, I am going to do a Willow kick, and whoever's sitting next to me is probably going to get the Willow kick. But I want Willow to win, but I think Megan Bain's going to win.
Okay. Sounds good from that.
Because it goes with who I think's going to win the match. See, both of mine go with who I think going to win later matches.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go to the three-way for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, the Patriarchy versus the Hurt Syndicate versus Jet Speed. I just don't see any reason for the Hurt Syndicate to lose yet, and I'm not going to go ahead and do that, so I will say the Hurt Syndicate.
Sir, do you know Jet Speed and Jet Speed of Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey and Christian Cage and Nick Wayne, if you combine the amount of matches that they have been a tag team, it does not equal half the amount of wins FTR has this year.
Yes, and that's the last thing I wanted to mention, too. There is no reason that either tonight on Dynamite or tomorrow on Collision, they don't get added into this fucking match.
No, I was just like, I pointed.
Now, I'm just saying, even if they do get added, they're not winning. But I mean, there's no reason why you can't make this a four-way with FTR as well.
I was like, I looked at that. I went and looked at the records, and it's like, literally, Christian Cage and Nick Wayne have wrestled one match and won it. They're 1-0. And then Kevin Knight and Speedball Mike Bailey are 2-0. So they've had three combined matches as tag teams ever. Not this year, ever, and somehow at your biggest show, they're in your tag team title match. And they literally done nothing to earn it. So, whatever.
Yep. So, that, like as I FTR say, fans were just kind of sitting here being like, hello.
Again, the Paragon's there. FTR's there. You know, like so many other teams that are teams all year are there. You know? It's like,
yeah.
That's what I'm like. It doesn't have to be. This is not about FTR. It's about this match not making any fucking sense.
Yeah, this is the one kind of like slight outlier. Is like, it's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, so Hurt Syndicate wins. I think they just win. I think they stack them, pin them, stack them, smash them, pin them. Is that what Roman said? Yeah.
Something like that.
There's no reason. I don't think either of the other teams gains anything from winning this match.
Mm-hmm. I like Jet Speed as a team. I know you're not really big on them. I
think they will be a great tag team, and if they stay a tag team, I'm down. They move well together. They get some tag team moves. You keep them together about 3-4 months, win, have some undercard feuds maybe with the Paragon and FTR,
right,
and then put the title on them. I ain't got no problem with that. Nothing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna like everybody, but this is not. This has nothing to do with anything personal towards Kevin Knight or Speedball. It just makes no sense that they're getting this title shot at this big show.
Right. No. Exactly. Yeah,
and that's it. So, yeah, I'm like, I hope
that's
you
about
take
it.
Take my FTR fandom out of this. Like on paper, on paper and in practice, this match makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. just as it is.
Yes. So yeah, Hurt Syndicate. I hope they win. The great thing about, like, I don't have the problem that everyone else seems to be having with the Hurt Syndicate. I'm okay with them beating everybody. I'm okay with them dominating. But again, I said this on the show with JR. What you're supposed to be doing as on a parallel timeline, you should be having a good guy tag team winning a bunch of matches, building momentum.
Mm-hmm.
To then beat the Hurt Syndicate so you can get that pop like you did with the Trios title with the Ops and Death Riders. You got that pop because there was this build. There was this like, I'm sick of these people being champion. I just need anyone to beat them. And I don't feel like the AEW fan base feels that way about the Hurt Syndicate yet.
It's close because they're finally getting heel reactions at the very least, even though they still have the "We Hurt People" chant.
Yeah, you add MJF and MVP together, they will figure out a way for you.
They will find a way to get you
get them booing them. So, yeah, it has nothing to do with Bobby Lashley and Shelton. I was like, this MJF doesn't make sense, and now it does because it literally makes them. They are a heel group now.
They get those heel reactions.
Yeah, they were a borderline group before them. They are a heel group now.
Yes, exactly. Young Bucks versus Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay. Technically, it is for a title. It's for the EVP titles, where if the Young Bucks lose this match, they are no longer EVPs of All Elite Wrestling. And the idea is basically the Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay are going to dissolve those two roles and so that way that they can't be EVPs anymore. The more and more and more and more that I look at this match and more that I think about the scenario that we're in, because also we had last week where it was announced that Will Ospreay agreed to a rule where if they lose their match, Swerve and Ospreay can't challenge for the title for a year. And the more and more I think about it, the more and more I believe that they're trying to set up for Ospreay Swerve for All In next year. And they need to have juice with that. And the more and more I think Young Bucks are winning this match, and it fills me with absolute hatred because Ospreay and Swerve are two of my favorites in AEW. And seeing these jackasses book themselves into being in a match where they're going to beat two of the biggest stars in the company fills me with hate.
I learned today on a media call that all calls are made by Tony Khan. So if you're going to hate anybody, you got to hate.
Mm-hmm. I know. But hey,
kinda,
I thought they were supposed to have power.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, he kind of cut the legs under out of his
storyline. I thought they had power.
Yeah, he cut the legs out of his storyline there. But I'm not making that.
Just the slightest bit. Just the slightest bit.
Yeah,
but, so I reluctantly pick Young Bucks to win this. Yeah. I don't want them to win this. I don't want to be in the building for them to win this. But I think that they're going.
Yeah, I like to tweak things. I like to tweak, you know, because I could just be like, Young Bucks are going to win. And as a person that is got a high affinity for tag team wrestling and love tag team wrestling, the thought of an established tag team beating a makeshift tag team warms the cockles of my soul. It is the
It's the one thing I knew you were going to be okay with. Yes. These two are just teaming together.
Yes, the established tag team winning, that's fine. As far as storyline of what they're doing, the idea of Swerve right now having to go a year without, like, getting the title, I was like,
and it gives a reason why to hold off from Swerve and Hangman going at it for the title immediately, because that would be the first match you would book.
It burns.
Like, it would have to be it, but you have to make that a one that people wait for.
Yeah, it burns in my soul. But, I do think the Young Bucks are going to win. But I am going to add a caveat. The Young Bucks are going to win with the help of a returning.
Don't.
Jack Perry. Boom. Don't. Jack Perry is coming back.
Floyd, yeah. Floyd, we're...
What?
You're showing me around Texas. You helped us make this whole thing happen. Why must you hurt me?
Yeah, dude, Jack Perry is Mr. All In, okay? He is Mr. All In. He's been there every year. He's been there every year. He was in the match with Hook, you know,
he was on Zero Hour.
He was on the match with Hook. Hey, I was in the show. It was part of the show. He owned the show. Okay. Then the next year.
Is he on the DVD?
I don't know. I didn't watch the DVD.
I was going to say, I don't think he's on the DVD. I'll go grab the DVD off of my shelf right now and see if he's in the DVD, because I'm pretty sure he ain't.
So, and then I'll move on to, he destroyed Darby Allin. Just beat him clean last year. He's such a man. And now he's going to return back to his home that we call the Elite and help the Young Bucks keep their EVP, titles, and Swerve and Will Ospreay will not be able to challenge for the title this year. So that hurts. Like I said, I didn't want to just say same. You know, I got to add my stank to it. So there's a little.
Oh, you added stank to it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I know you think it's stank, baby.
A lot
of stank. I know you think it's stank, yeah. Okay. So, yep, I'm going with the Young Bucks. Got me some new Young Bucks figures this week. They were amazing. So, yeah, trying to get them to Young Bucks.
All right. We then move to the TNT Championship, Kyle Fletcher versus Adam Cole. You look back at All In 2 years ago and how far everything's gone, like in just like the change of Fletcher's growth is, it's just a cool thing to see, honestly, from when he was facing Adam Cole with him teaming with MJF or Better Than You Bay Bay in the pre-show or in the 0 hour. And now he's on the main card challenging for the TNT title, challenging Adam Cole again. It's just a cool thing, first of all. And I think he wins. I think Kyle Fletcher is absolutely primed to take the TNT title and run rampant with it. I'm curious if there's any Paragon influence in this match at all, possibly just to give Adam something to do. I don't know if that's going to be the thing that they go with. That's the only thing that was kind of thinking in my mind, like maybe there could be an involvement there. But I'll just go with Fletcher wins, shenanigans from the Don Callis family to help him get the dub.
I think if you really, really want to establish Kyle Fletcher, you just have him beat him.
Mm-hmm.
They have a
I think that's true.
Yeah, you have the NXT main event match that Adam Cole knows how to do, and then Fletcher hits him with that, probably the brain buster that he does off the top rope or whatever, and just pins him. But if we're talking about how this could go down, I think this is where Daniel Garcia turns heel. He comes out like he's going to help. He comes out like he's going to help Adam Cole and then screws him over. So
I see.
Either way, Kyle Fletcher wins. Again, I didn't want to just say same, so I had to come up with a little extra something.
You did. You did do that. We got the AEW Unified Championship match between the Continental Champion, Kazuchika Okada, and the International Champion, Kenny Omega. Winner take all. It's Omega Okada 5.
Let me tell you who's going to win this match. All the fans in attendance and everybody watching at home.
I would say, it doesn't fucking matter.
And this is the one that over the last few weeks, as I've been thinking about this preview, that I have went back and forth on. And
there's reasons for both, honestly.
I am going Kazuchika Okada. Why am I going to Kazuchika Okada? Kenny Omega, I think, if you're looking at the longevity of a man going forward, I think maybe go with the Golden Lovers and get us some more tag team matches. I think there's a natural story there. And then Okada, I think you want to build him more to give someone that scalp, to give someone that big win. But either, you know, like, if Omega wins, you know, I could see putting Okada in the main event title picture. If Okada wins, I could see putting Omega in the tag team title picture with Obushi. But most importantly, all of us are going to win. But if you're going my feel on Tuesday, July 9th, I'm going with Kazuchika Okada, Rainmaker 1-2-3.
I'm going to go ahead and just because, like I said, I think that this could go a multitude of different ways. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick Kenny Omega. I'm going to go and say Kenny wins this just because I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like having the Elite win all together at this being the biggest show of the year doesn't sit necessarily right with me just because it feels like all in.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
It's kind of like if you're going to call a show a WrestleMania, this is kind of what that is. And I feel like it sets up for be this massive figurehead. Hearing him say he doesn't know how much time he has left leads me to believe that TK wants to give Kenny this big victory. Because at the end of the day, too, it's like this is probably the last time we're seeing these two guys wrestle, or at least one of the last times we see these two guys wrestle. And I feel like TK is going to want the guy who is one of the founders of All Elite Wrestling to walk out with the victory in this match of a rematch of a New Japan Classic feud. I'm going to go with Kenny Omega just because I feel like just for those reasons. But again, I could flip to Okada in a second if people just told me enough good reasons. And I guarantee you that it's not an easy thing. It's an easy thing for you to sway me on that. But again, Floyd is 1000% right. Everybody in attendance will, and everybody watching is going to enjoy and win because they're going to see Omega Okada for the first time in the United States. It's just, It's unbelievable. This is the type of stuff that you would have to wake up and watch at like 4 in the morning or 3:30 in the morning if you wanted to watch this shit live. And now it's just, oh, hey, here it is, just on in the afternoon, late, or just a normal time during the day or at night, like in the United States. We don't got to worry about staying up shit. Like,
yeah, what world do I live in? I was at the G1, and I saw Okada and Tanahashi in the United States. I was at Dynamite 300 last week, and I saw Okada versus Ibushi in the United States. And now I'm about to see Okada and Omega in the United States. Like I've been very open about this. This is the match to change Okada and Omega at the Wrestle Kingdom, the first Wrestle Kingdom. Well, I guess it was the only Wrestle Kingdom match. Changed how I watched wrestling. It changed how I experienced this. How many times can you point to, as a wrestling fan, for, I'm 44. I've been a wrestling fan since I was birth. So 44 years, something changes how you watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. Okada and Omega changed how I watch wrestling. So the honor, the absolute honor of being in the building when this match happens, it literally doesn't matter to just win. This is just straight fandom. This is that person that didn't really know who either one of those people were when I watched that Wrestle Kingdom main event. That's who's going to this show Saturday. I am not bringing the 6 years of AEW. I'm not bringing wrestling quote unquote expertise with me. I will be watching that match as a fan. I'm not trying to think about how it's going to happen, what run-ins, how long it's going to last, how many stars. I give zero fucks about it. I am going to experience this match as a pure fan of professional wrestling. Maybe for the last time, these two wrestling, I am going to be there and experience it.
Yeah, and you got to remember, too, like, I go back to when Danielson and Omega had their match at Grand Slam, and just the reaction from when the bell rang. I'm going to expect that to be like the fan reaction once the bell rings to be that times 30. Because, like, I mean, dude, we get to be in person for this historic rivalry that has happened like thousands of miles away, that like unless you could make a trip to Japan, God bless you if you could, you weren't seeing this match in public. You weren't seeing this match in person. And now we're fortunate enough to say we're going to see this match in person.
College football came out, so I have not listened to Keeping It Strong Style this week, but I would love to hear what Jeremy and Josh Young think about this, because, shit, their show's been going on a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And this is a New Japan match. By all intents and purposes, this is a New Japan match happening in AEW. So I would love to see what they think about it.
As would I. AEW Women's World Championship, Mercedes Moné versus Timeless Toni Storm. It's another one, dude. It's another one I could see either winning, honestly. I feel like... My heart tells me it's got to be Toni Storm after she lost last year All In to Mariah May. It feels like Toni wins and hands Mercedes her first loss. But at the same time, like, where do we go? You know what I mean? Like, where do we go with her winning the title? I know it's like Mercedes still has her TBS championship. This isn't a winner take all like the previous one. Where do we go from there? If Toni wins, but I don't know, man. I in my head, I'm thinking like Toni getting basically her get back for losing last year. Cause that was a big loss when she lost to Mariah last year.
I completely agree. I'm going with, so you have put over these last couple of years all your equity into building Toni Storm into a star. Mm-hmm. Toni Storm, such a star. She has even though she was in WWE as first, she's like at this point where she's an AEW original, right?
I truly don't know how many people could name you a match Tony had in WWE. Yeah. Truly.
So that being said, she's ours. She's ours.
Yes.
And she's the face of the division. I think if you don't give her Mercedes streak, who do you give it to?
I don't know.
Same question. It's just like, it doesn't make sense. It's either her or Willow. Because of, you know, Willow and Mercedes' history. But I truly believe it has to be this. Pile driver, Tony Storm wins. Now, I will say this. There is a morbid curiosity of how the internet's brains would break if Mercedes Moné wins this.
Yeah.
Especially after Tony Khan said definitively she has input on booking, just like any star would. But, yeah, she doesn't have creative control. So this would be Tony Storm. I mean, this would be Tony Khan choosing to put the title on Mercedes Moné. And I was like, me personally, I love what Mercedes has done for AEW's women's division. I love what Tony Storm has done for the AEW's women's division. My favorite wrestlers happen to be Willow and Britt. So as far as emotional attachment to who wins this match, I don't really have it. But I do fucking love Tony Storm. So I'm going to say Tony Storm with, like, no caveats, no real spiciness. I think she hits that. I think she hits two Storm zeros in the middle of the ring and gets the pin. Because it can't just be a regular. And I know I feel like they're setting you up that the match is going to end up in a roll-up just so they can build to those false finishes. But right. I truly think it's going to be, you know, yeah, it's gonna be Tony Storm definitive in the middle of the ring, 1, 2, 3.
There you go. We finally closed it out. Jon Moxley, Hangman Adam Page, Texas Death Match for the AEW World Championship. It's Hangman. It's Hangman. It's Hangman. It's Hangman. Do not talk to me right now, Floyd, about the but the Death Riders is finally good. Why would you stop it now? It's Hangman. It's Hangman. It's Hangman. It's Hangman. It's Hangman.
Okay.
It's Hangman. It's Hangman.
Okay.
It's Hangman.
So,
it's Hangman.
I've heard this thing over the last month or so that All In is going to have an Avengers Endgame finish. Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
You've heard that, right? Oh, that's good. That's cool. Oh, cool. I loved Avengers Endgame, one of my favorite superhero movies ever, right? But Avengers Endgame, is that movie as good without Infinity Wars?
Well, I mean, it doesn't exist without Infinity Wars.
So you can't have an Avengers Endgame ending without Infinity Wars. And guess what we haven't had in AEW yet? We haven't had Infinity Wars. Saturday, July 12th, Thanos Moxley wins the match. And you have your Infinity Wars ending. You have your WrestleMania 39. You have tears in the tears in it. Everybody's all, fuck, I hate this company. I'm losing. I'm never watching this again. And then John Moxley is standing in the middle of the ring with the briefcase with the belts inside, and he's really excited. And it looks like the show's in. Everybody's throwing their cups. Everybody's going around. All of a sudden, on the mic, you hear Metallica, Seek and Destroy. And you see Sting in full gear. What's he doing here? He comes out, and who's following him? It's Darby Allin. And what does he have? The briefcase that he won earlier that night. Darby Allin then comes out with Sting having his back. He challenges now Moxley. 1, 2, 3. Your winner and new AEW World Champion, Darby Allin. Told you I had something for you. I told you I had something for you.
The way that you were setting it up, though, honestly, it sounded like you were going to try to turn this into Hangman trying to finish his story and it taking a year just like it did for the other guy.
Yeah, hey, that's how you weave a story. I wanted you thinking one way. I wanted you thinking left, and I was going to go right.
Okay.
In Arlington, Texas, Sting's home area, Sting predicted at the press conference that Darby Allin would be world champion this year at All In. Sting is not going to be incorrect. We are leaving Saturday with Darby Allin.
I don't want Darby's championship reign to start by him just swooping in and winning like that. He's being murdered and he still fights through.
Do you not understand the poetic justice of him winning this way? It's him getting the briefcase and basically fucking Jon Moxley over like Jon Moxley fucked him over.
This is poetry.
This is storytelling. This is a movie. This is cinema. I just gave you cinema, sir. Now you might not want cinema in your AEW, and if you're like that, I can't argue with you. You know, it is what it is. I'm not going to disagree, and this probably won't happen. But I don't want Hangman to win.
I know you don't.
I got to say it as many times as you say Hangman. I have to say it the exact same amount of times. I don't want Hangman to win. I don't think this does anything for him. I don't think he gets the scalp. It does not make sense to me, him winning this match. People like, this is the thing they've been telling for 6 months. Hangman's only been a face since May. They can't be telling the story for 6 months. He hasn't even been a face 6 months. He was coming out of the hill tunnel. It doesn't make any sense him winning this match. Now, again, the clothesline of Marie Shafir, it moved my needle a little to kind of okay with him winning. And I am kind of okay with him winning. I am not going to stomp out angry if I leave. I mean, it is still a wrestling show. You know, I'm an adult. I will be fine. But I was thinking, and I was like, what way could Hangman not win and Jon Moxley not end the night as champion? And I came up with this. And is it going to happen? Probably not. But it makes me feel good to think of there is a world where Hangman doesn't win Saturday.
No, yeah. I mean, like, that world exists. It exists. Will it happen? God, that world would be interesting.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I like the poetic justice of Jon Moxley getting fucked over the way he fucked over Darby Allin. I was just like, no one can tell me it doesn't make sense. Now, you can tell me you don't like it. You can tell me that's not how you want it.
I want Darby's championship win. I want Darby to basically be like, you know when, like, you play Punch-Out and, like Mac somehow comes out with the victory, and he's like literally about to collapse down in the middle of the ring, and then you've got fucking Doc coming over and just holding his arm up like, he's the champion, he won, he's amazing, and Darby's just there like, who am I, what's my name? It's like, I want him to basically be like going through hell itself, but then winning the title. That's the way that Darby Allin winning the championship that bumps to hell and back.
Got a question.
Yes.
Can't that happen?
Because you why just had that, a massive... Why because that, my friend, you're going to have a match between Hangman and John that's going over 30 minutes. It's at least going over 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you're going to ask Moxley to go, like, what, another 20 minutes?
You think Mox can't do it?
I'm not saying he can't.
Are you doubting Jon Moxley?
I'm asking what the hell this crowd's going to be like after something like that. You're playing with their emotions, man.
Yes, and their emotions will be at a height when that music hits Seek and Destroy and Darby and Sting come out. Their emotions will be at a height. Literally, I gave you that emotion that you were asking for. You start the match, Jon Moxley looks like he's going to win. Darby Allin pulls it out. 1, 2, 3, okay. Middle of the ring. There you go. I know you won't hang, man. Hangman doesn't make any sense.
I'm just saying he's going to. That's all I'm saying. I want Darby to be world champion more than anything in this world right now. But
I think you want the hanger. And that's just like I said. No one has explained to me logically why Hangman makes sense. I mean, no one. He's already beat him in a Texas death match. He's already been world champion. He's already beat Jon Moxley. What is he accomplishing Saturday?
All I can say is redemption for Double or Nothing 2022 for those reasons. This is his get back for Double or Nothing 2022.
I keep saying it. I keep asking, make it make sense. And everybody just tells me I don't want Jon Moxley to be champion. That doesn't make it make sense. It doesn't make it in the storyline. That just not wanting Jon Moxley to be champion does not make this shit make sense. I'm like, make it make sense story-wise that Hangman is the guy. And it really, when you think about it, it doesn't. This is a terrible movie. It had
to give me Endgame. This movie sucks.
Endgame is bam.
Give me Infinity War is what I mean to say.
No, I'm just saying, just think about it. Endgame ended with Tony Stark's saying the last words of the first Iron Man movie that started it all. I am Iron Man. You know, that was basically the emotional ending of that movie. Right? Boom. Mm-hmm. It wrapped itself and it made sense, right? The guy. So, you know, at the end of Infinity War, it's like, oh, Thor is going to be, if Thor just cuts off Thanos' head with the axe at the end of Infinity Wars, there's no end game. You don't have that emotional moment of what most people consider the greatest comic book movie ever. You need it to hurt before the actual hero saves you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, man. Yeah, I've heard it with Jon Moxley as champion for a good, 8 months. I've heard it pretty damn hard. I'm just letting you know that. I've heard pretty well.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They're like, Jon Moxley, everything he's done has been all the Marvel movies where you see Thanos at the end just kind of smiling and getting what he wants. We haven't had an Infinity Wars yet. And you cannot. Endgame does not exist without Infinity Wars. And trying to skip straight to Endgame doesn't make sense. Just doesn't.
All right.
And I know people have already turned off this show. They're like, he's just saying the same thing over and over
again. He's just saying it over and over and over again.
Yeah, so I get it. No, I get it. I just, you know, and then just three more times, I don't want it to be Hangman. I don't want it to be Hangman. And most importantly, I don't want it to be Hangman. And at the end, after Darby does it, who gets in the ring and gives him a hug and congratulates him and raises his hand? Hangman Adam Page. Boom.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll close it off on that right now, basically, because that's about all we can add on to this. But regardless of the fact, that is everything that we have predicted for All In Texas starting July 12th. Obviously, again, more will probably be announced tonight on Dynamite and then also maybe on Collision as well. Regardless of the fact, though, I'm so fucking excited. This show's going to be nuts.
Yes. I am so excited. I'm excited to see everybody. Social Suplex. I might get to meet an internet celebrity thanks to Sydney. That'd be kind of cool. I didn't know if I was supposed to say his name, so I didn't.
Mr. Tom Grassi, Packers YouTuber, big NFL guy, lovely human being. He's gonna be at the show too, and we're Sydney moderates for his community, so he's aware of us, and we met him back when he did his 30 NFL stadiums in 30 days when he came to Detroit, and it was a lot of fun. He's a lovely lad. This will be his first StarCast. He got his gold bracelet and everything, so yes. He's going to his first ever StarCast.
I want him to meet the Hurt Syndicate, and I want MJF to make fun of him aggressively. So that would
I think that if he gets that on video, he's going to post it, I'm sure. Yes. I'm sure of it.
No, but yeah, of course, FTR. I think that goes without saying. But yeah, my two most exciting meet and greets this week are the Hurt Syndicate. I've never met Bobby Lashley or Shelton Benjamin. I know you've seen all the pictures of all the people I've met. Somehow Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin have slipped through the cracks. Actually, let me say this. I have met Bobby Lashley. I have shaken Bobby Lashley's hand in the French Quarter. On Bourbon Street, it was funny because he was like, hey, you know, people were asking for pictures, and he's like, oh, I'm with my lady. And dude, when I say this man has the best get the fuck away from me face ever.
He does. No, he does.
It was like,
the reason why too is because I remember when we first got on the Jericho cruise this year. And we were kind of just walking around the ship, and we were walking through the casino on the ship, and Lashley's there with his significant other, and I'm just like, hey, Bobby, I just say to him, and he just kind of goes, I'm like, this man would love it if I vanished off the face of the earth right now, because he's like, why are you here? Go away.
Dude, that shit is so fucking strong. Like, there was 10 people coming up to him all at the same time to get an autograph. He looked at him, had the face, said, I'm with my lady. All 10 of those people froze and walked the other way.
Got the fuck out of there.
They weren't being respectful. They were scared. that was not a respect thing. They were terrified.
That was a self-preservation.
like, yep, I think I'm going to go the other way. And I was like, so it'd be kind of cool. Yeah, definitely cool to meet him.
Yeah.
FTR, of course, Takeshita, Willow.
Absolutely.
I'm meeting all my favorites, and I am sorry to everybody that, you know, Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks didn't do a meet and greet. That does suck. I know a lot of those people. I would have liked everybody to be available, but, you know, not everybody's not going to be 100%. No, at no con is everyone 100% happy. That's just not how it works. But I do ask, if you listen to the show and you happen to be going to StarCast, I posted this on my Twitter as a reply, but be patient. Just know there's a lot going on. There's a lot of lines moving. There's a lot of people going there. There's a lot of people going to panels. You find the person in the StarCast shirt, they'll direct you to the right place. If they don't know, they'll find someone that'll get you to the right place. Be patient. They will figure it the fuck out. And like, I have never, never missed a meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been to 5 of the 6. I've never missed a meet and greet. So that means they will take care of you. Conrad does this. He does this well. So he's a fan. That's a great thing. This is why the fan convention ran by a fan. So I just wanted to throw that out there, just because I am one of those people that when I'm standing in line and people are yelling at each other, I'm usually going to try to step in and help make the peace. But, you know, if you can just, you know, be patient with everybody, let them do the things. And when they tell you a rule, like, hey, they won't sign this, you can't force someone to sign something. They don't want to sign something, argue with your mama. I don't know. take it somewhere else. I'm just saying this because I've been to these. Me and you have been to these together, and it's just it's the same shit every time.
Every year.
I drove all the way from Arizona. Why can't he sign this? I'm like, I mean,
because it's in the rules.
Because he's a fucking human, and he can decide what he wants to sign and what he doesn't want to sign. I don't know. I mean, these are people. So, no. But it's every time. I wouldn't even say it, but it happens so often that people think, oh, well, I read that you couldn't do this, but I brought it anyway. It's like, don't do that. Be respectful. Be nice. Don't touch people inappropriately. I will say this. As a veteran of photo ops, if you are with someone of the opposite sex, or actually same sex, it's actually a good sign either way. Let them initiate the contact.
Yes.
Let them decide where your hand goes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let them do it. Because if they initiate it, you're safe. You know?
Yes.
I had a picture with Mariah May, and she, like, put her arm around me and did the thing on my head. And I was like, this is so cool. And everybody's like, oh, you're like, y'all. I was like, I did not initiate that.
I always try to be as respectful as humanly possible. Because I remember when we did the Double or Nothing Fan Fest one year, and we were going to go meet Sky Blue, and the person who was her handler came up to us basically be like, hey, we've had some people that were way too handsy, so we're just going to ask politely, just, you know, hands to yourself, basically.
You ruin it every... So. That's a picture I have not posted, because I am standing the most awkward way ever around them, because I was trying not to touch them. And yes, I was like, exactly. And it was like, and it's like, it's not something I ever thought about, because I don't generally touch the people. But the fact mm-hmm. that he came up to me and said, don't touch him, it got me in my head, you know what I mean? So it was like all I needed to do was just act the same way I always do, but they put it in my head, like, actively not to touch her. And I was like, so that's why I was like, just don't ruin it for everybody. Be nice.
Exactly.
And as far as I did want to say this, this is probably the most fan-friendly StarCast ever. At last count, there are 18 free meet and greets. 18.
Yeah, that's free, that's massive.
By free, I mean included in the weekly thing. So for $47 is all it costs for the two-day GA pass. You can get in line and you can meet up to 18 people. So I'm not saying you're going to get through all the way through all of them, but you can meet a lot of people for free, and that's, or for the price included. And that's not something you get a lot from any con.
You really don't.
I say I was going to say, like, some cons. I'm like, no, you don't get this at any con. I mean, like, you just don't get it anymore. So I just want y'all to definitely make sure it is as fan-friendly and peaceful as possible. You know, because, dude, I see the security they hire. They're not small people. So you don't want them to come up to you.
You don't want that smoke.
You don't want that smoke. So just chill.
Yeah.
I know, but we're going to get off now because, we're about an hour in, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should be fine. Yeah. And you've got to head in tomorrow. I'm heading in Thursday morning. So we got a weekend of All In to enjoy. So, folks, thank you so much for tuning into this all-in preview episode of All Things Elite. We really do appreciate the support. Download the show on YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you choose to listen to us on. Turn automatic downloads on. Give us a share with your friends, family, coworkers, whoever you wish. Rate, review, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at ATElitePod and follow Social Suplex at Social Suplex. I am at Austin Sumowicz, SZUMOWICZ. Floyd is at Floyd Johnson Jr. on Twitter. Go to ChopTees and get a t-shirt. Sign up for the Social Suplex newsletter. Links are in the description of the show. Enjoy All In. Enjoy wrestling. I know there's other shows happening this weekend. Counterbooked. Doesn't matter. Enjoy wrestling. This is a weekend for all of us to feast on just great wrestling. So enjoy yourselves, guys. Have fun. If we see you down in Texas, say hi. And I will pass it off to Floyd so he can take us home on this episode of All Things Elite.
Yes, this is my new favorite week of the year. I have been very open that All In weekend has replaced WrestleMania in my heart. I'm not expecting that for anybody else, but it has. And, you know, I am very happy to be doing this, and I thank you all for listening to the show, especially to my homie Jackie, you know, she's always, you know, I try to give her enough shout-outs because she's always there. I'm like, she's like my constant person I talk to through the day, and we got each other's back. So I wish she could be there. I know if she could, she would, but I wish she was at definitely at All In, because it's like we need a new up-to-date FTR picture, even though ours are pretty classic on its own. But to everyone, travel safely. Make sure you hydrate, because Texas heat ain't no joke. You know, make your plans, know how you're getting everywhere, know how you're getting home. If you're gonna drink, Uber, Lyft. If anything, if you drink, and I'm talking about you have no money, whatever, and you're on there, you can send me a message on Twitter, and I'll think about coming to get you. More than likely, I'll just like pay for an Uber or some shit. But it's going to be a very, very busy weekend. You're going to be exhausted. You're going to be cranky. Just don't take it out on the people that you're with. That's just how these things go. Sleep is for the weak. And I will leave you how I always leave you. Whether it is home, work, or school, always do your best to be elite.
Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce Ready to Spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.